gravel road, you turn off, and it's gravel all the way from there to the beach. And so every time you saw a car coming, you roll the windows up. My grandfather was sitting there puffing his cigar all the way down. And we'd close up the car till the gravel was past, and then we'd open the windows again.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
The Nikkei Garden Farmers Market is pleased to announce its return for the third year in a row, running from June to October. The market will take place on the second and fourth Sundays of each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visitors to the market can enjoy a relaxing stroll through the locally grown produce booths, indulge in the delicious locally crafted food, and explore unique artisanal goods made by local makers, while taking in the seasonal beauty of the Japanese garden. To learn more about this event, visit center.nikkeiplace.org.
comes up in the morning and I reach for my last day. In the morning light, I hear the calling of loved ones far away. Their voices sing, sweet reunion, and guide me on that road that we all must walk when the time comes to shed life's heavy load.
with some energy. That was La Boutine Souriante. And you are listening to Roots and Berries, where sometimes we color outside the lines and sort of stretch the definition and the boundaries of what old-time and bluegrassy music sounds like. But that was their rendition of the Blacksmith's Reel, which is a fairly traditional tune played by lots of people in lots of different ways. And that was their rendition. Before that, we heard from a Toronto band, the Foggy Hogtown Boys, from their album The Golden West, a track called Life's Treasure, and the Barrel Boys with a tune that was written as one of the band members waited patiently, impatiently, for the birth of their child. That was called Waiting for Maggie, and on their album Mainline. You're listening to Roots and Berries, as I mentioned. Thanks for tuning in and tapping your toes along with me this Friday noon hour, where we step into the month of September. I don't know about you, but holy smokes, I still feel like I'm back in May sometime. This year seems to be blistering ahead, and don't necessarily feel ready for it. But in the spirit of fall and the autumnal season, I looked up what berries might be September berries and fall, you know, fall ripening berries. And what came up was the hawthorn. And it made me think of the Copley Community Garden in Vancouver, which is nearish to Trout Lake Park and nearish to where I live, and somewhere that I love to go and just sit and watch the pollinators and see the different fruits and berries and flowers blooming. And they have a hawthorn tree that sits in the eastern corner of the orchard. And it has berries that are edible. But I also learned that the leaves are edible as well. And back in the day, they were and still can be made into a sandwich, where the leaves are the bread and the hawthorn berries are the cheese, and sandwiched together. And so the young leaves and the flower buds got known in rural England as bread and cheese, and I guess commonly is referred to in places in the States as well. The berries are red, but the juice is white. And so the jam and the jelly don't look the same color, but they make delicious jelly, and lots of people use it to make homemade wine and mead, different spirits. And the berry itself is often shortened to just haw. and being referred to as the Hawberry or just Haws. And sometimes Mayhaws. And I was surprised to learn also that there are species with both yellow fruit and black fruit. And holy smokes, there must be 50 different hawthorn varieties, as well as some selected hybrids. So it's quite a common genus and found all over the place. So there you go. The hawthorn berry as a little tidbit berry information for the fall season. Once again, you're listening to Roots and Berries here, Campus Community Radio, 90.1 FM on the dial, cjsf.ca, streaming online and around the big wide world, and where you would find podcasts and archived episodes for this program and others. We've got a bunch of great shows coming up this afternoon. Directly after this one, starting at 1 o'clock, I encourage you to stay tuned for Department Uno, where Connor, our music coordinator, will bring you a snippet and sort of snapshot of some things that are new from the CJSF collection. And that's always a sort of not necessarily introduction to new music, but as I said, sort of a snapshot of some of the music that we're getting into the station that's new to us and that we can bring new to your ears. I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs about mountains. We're going to hear Know the Mountain from Hannah Shira Naiman off the album of the same name. And then we're going to hear Spruce and the Meadowlarks, who are now called Deacon Creek, and a track called Mountain Time here on Roots and Berries.
I miss you most. I miss you most. But oh, love, when the small birds sing, hearkening a new spring. I miss you most. I miss you most. And I will climb back down the mountain, down that steep and rugged rock. But you can't.
For listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.